Huh? What are you doing in here? I thought I told you to go sit in the living room and not bother me while I, you know, do this. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm just cooking something. That's all. Does it matter what I'm cooking? Yes, I know it's your birthday. I know because you refuse to shut up about it. But why would what day it is have anything to do with what I'm making? Well, yes, obviously, I... Come on, don't make me say it. No, you're right. It's your birthday. The least I can do is say it. All right. Obviously, I love you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm making this cake for you. I mean, whatever this is, it could be cake, but also it could... Yeah, I got nothing. Damn it! You made me spoil the surprise! The surprise of this cake for me! Yeah, it's not a birthday cake! I'm making it for me and me alone! Because I wanted cake! That's all! Yeah! No! No, I didn't buy you anything! That gift bag's unrelated to any birthdays! Damn it, June, you forgot to hide that! Nothing! Now go back to the living room and watch your stupid nerd show for nerds! I'm busy making a cake for your, I mean, for me! Hey, don't use my full name, you dork! You know that's my only weakness! Whenever you say that, I can't even give you things. It's annoying how effective it is. I don't know what it is about you specifically. Maybe it's your voice. Maybe it's the way you say it, but every time you call me Juniper, it's like my kryptonite. I never should have told you that June is short for something. You use it against me every chance you get. And don't try to deny it. You know that you do that. Yes. Yes, the cake's for you. Because it's your birthday and you deserve it. Now, will you please go now before you spoil anything else about your birthday surprise? You wouldn't have to if I was better at keeping secrets from you, but you cheat. You make it so much harder to not to spoil anything. It's so annoying. You give me those damn puppy dog eyes, spew that verbal kryptonite, and then bam! I find myself telling you everything you want to know. It's blatantly not playing fair, and I demand to speak to the referee. No, you can't help me make the cake. It's a gift. I don't want you to lift a finger. It wouldn't be much of a birthday cake if you made it for yourself. And this time, it's not just because I'm the much better chef between us. Though that is a significant factor, let me just say. Remember that time you tried making a pie? I think you set off every smoke alarm in the city. No, you cannot look in the gift bag. But because I want to wait until I'm no longer busy making the cake for you before you open it. That way I can see a reaction to it. Which I can't do, by the way, if you're still here bugging me while I'm trying to stir the frosting. So I recommend, once again, that you go the hell away, piss off into the other room, until it's done. You big dork. okay. Don't sound so dejected. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have phrased it quite so aggressively. I'm just under a lot of stress right now because, well, I wanted to surprise you. And then one of the surprises was revealed early, and I panicked while trying not to spoil the others. And you know how I am with not being able to express myself in a normal way. It's something I've always struggled with. Yes, that's why I'm so aggressive towards you. But I hope you know that I still love you. Yes, you're a dork, but you're my dork. And nobody can ever take that away. I'm your little juniper berry? Oh my god. Don't call me that! You know how easy it is to fluster me! If you give me an affectionate nickname, I won't know how to handle it! It'll be a cataclysmic event in my mind, like the meteor that wiped out the dinosaurs! If your stupid hot voice ever says that nickname again, I might have an aneurysm! Your persistence is obnoxious. I hope you know that. Oh well, I'll just have to find a cute nickname that you can't resist. Then we'll be even. Well, mostly. I still say you're cheating. Tummy. So, let me phrase this as nicely as I can. Will you please go into the next room and keep watching whatever the hell nerdy-ass show or movie it was that you had on, so I can finish the cake that you weren't even supposed to know about in the first place, and give you your actual birthday present, which you also weren't supposed to know about. Yes, believe it or not, that actually is the nicest phrasing I could think of. So, what do you say, hmm? Are you actually going to listen this time? Alright. I'll see you soon, okay? This icing shouldn't take long. And by the way, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm so harsh sometimes. I appreciate you putting up with it. Oh, and before you go, come here. Happy birthday. I love you, you dork.